like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all.
It's Garden Talk with me, Steve Garner, and him, Dave Fazio, and a recent arrival to the greenhouse, Greg Duncan. We have not seen this man in a few years.
Exactly.
We started seeing this man back in 95, 96, when he became the new designer for our Sonoma County Flower Show, inheriting it from Jackie Giuffre, who we used to have on in the early 90s, and his name is Greg Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Greg Duncan. You put your headphones on there. You know, we're broadcasters. You got to have your headphones on.
Okay, I can hear you.
You can hear us okay now?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now why can't we? Okay, now talk a little louder. Go ahead.
I'll talk a little louder if you like.
This is what, your 32nd year?
Who's counting?
Is it really that long?
It is.
It is that long. But now we did have a couple years. Was it 20 and 21 when COVID, we didn't do a flower show. Is that right?
We didn't do a fair.
We didn't do a fair, did we?
No. Yeah.
And then, so it's been, I mean, still since 94, 95. When, did you work with Jackie Giuffre in 94? Or was that your official first year? 1994.
I don't remember. I worked with her for her last six shows before she retired, and I've been doing it ever since.
So this is what Greg looked like when we first met him.
Yeah, I remember that.
I keep this photo to remind all of us of like, gee, oh yeah, I pretty much look the same as I did 32.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great photo. Smiling. You look like a senior in high school almost at this point. You're a little bit different. So what is the theme of this year's flower show?
We're calling it Floral Fandango. It's an international celebration. Every garden is a different international festival. Might be Oktoberfest or Mardi Gras or Pride Festival, Burning Man.
You've never done a Burning Man, have you?
No, we did this year. And
Gasparilla
Pirate Festival, the Weifang Kite Festival, Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, they're all there.
Huh. But you couldn't call it Burning Man because that's a trademark event.
That particular garden is Burning Man.
But
each one is, you know, celebrating a different festival.
Amazing how you keep coming up with with new ideas for themes. That's pretty remarkable. Wait, how many years did you do the show, Dave? You did it a few years, didn't you? Back
probably
in the 90s?
Probably 12 or 14, but that was just prior to him coming in, because I was only there 2 or 3 years when Greg...
You were with Jackie Giuffre in the 80s.
Yeah, and there was a guy before her. I don't even remember his name.
Jim Kidder?
Yeah, I think that
Jim
was...
only did it, what, maybe 5 years, 4 or 5 years?
No, like three, I think.
3 years.
Yeah.
And before that was Richard Lucia for a couple of years. And prior to that, it was the founder.
And then Will Forney, that who?
He created it.
And that was in the 1950s that Will started,
I believe. I don't think it was that early, but...
Oh. Well, it's so weird. The timeline is so bizarre because I have the original timeline from the Sonoma County Fair, which they printed out, and they said 1958 was when Will took over.
Maybe.
And he was brilliant, wasn't he? He really set the template.
He certainly got me inspired. When I first moved up to Sonoma County, I went and saw the show that he did called Yesterday's Woodland, and I just thought it was wonderful, and I wanted to be involved in this, and it took a few years, but eventually I got involved.
And so would this have been in the 60s or early 70s when you first saw Will's
70s,
show?
Early 70s.
In the 70s. Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
I never did.
He passed away before Jackie took over. Is that why Jackie took over? Was Will was ill, or he had just...
No. As I said, there were two other
people before Jackie.
Richard Lussier and Jim Kidder.
Did you ever meet those guys?
I met Jim.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little nursery over in Valley Ford
Valley
or someplace
Ford,
like that. Yeah. And I met him, and he also showed up a few years ago for some event, and so I did see him again.
What is a fandango?
It's a type of dance.
Oh, like a tango?
Well, not a tango. It's some other different kind, but I was, you know, I'm always looking for alliteration, so I thought a floral fandango would be appropriate to... You know, create some excitement around a festival theme.
I love that.
Festivals
idea.
And fiestas and
how many,
all of that.
How many gardens do you have this year?
There's 9 professional exhibitors and 8 amateurs in the main hall, and then we have about 15 juniors outside.
It's just full.
Waiting in the wings.
Waiting.
Now, did the people that are doing the displays, did they get to choose which festival they wanted to do? Or was it kind of an assignment?
Well, it's luck of the draw. We pick numbers. And
uh-huh.
And sometimes they pick it based on theme. Sometimes they pick it on the size of the garden or the location within the hall. Is it, I want to be here because it'll be easier for me to get in through the door. And,
yeah.
But they all get to choose.
How much square feet are we talking about that you have to fill?
Well, the professional exhibitors, they fill a little over 11,000 square feet. And then there's about, 16,000 square feet full of amateurs.
Wow. I don't know if people know this fabulous story about where the Hall of Flowers is. It was a former airplane hangar, wasn't it?
Yeah, in San Diego, I think.
Yeah.
And Hugh Cotting, one of the first things he did was to bring it up here and assemble it on the fairgrounds to be used as a place to display agricultural equipment.
Isn't that a fabulous story? After the war, all these structures were decommissioned. During the war, it probably housed aircraft carriers.
Yeah, two bombers, mm-hmm. and nose-to-nose, were in this hangar, I was told.
And then Hugh found out about this, and I guess it was all Army surplus stuff at that point. Went down to San Diego, saw this. I mean, talk about a visionary thing. This would go great at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Will you take this much? Sure. So he had to, of course, get it disassembled and then either, shipped up here possibly or trained up here, I don't know, and then reassembled on the fairgrounds. I think it's a remarkable story. Hmm. And how big is that? How big is the hangar itself?
It's about 180 by 350. And somewhere, and I don't know when in the past this was done, it was before my time, but they added another 30 feet of length in the building. All the original structure was all steel, but the last two sections are big wood laminated beams, I suppose from Standard Structures up north.
It's still a remarkable achievement. It's still the largest themed flower show on the West Coast, isn't it?
And we're still theming.
And you're still theming. My gosh, since the 1950s, here we are almost like 75 years later, the flower show still reigns supreme, and you're still at it.
For my sins.
Are you still doing any set design consultations and things like that?
No, not much.
No? Because that was your background, wasn't it?
Theatrical. Yeah, and I had a company here until just about 2 months before COVID hit. And that's when I sold my my building and thought, oh, I will just continue to do the flower show. And then, mm-hmm. of course, there was no fair for 2 years. So I got a little taste of retirement early.
Wow. I have to ask you, we have several calls today about raccoons. You have a country, kind of a country property. You still live in South Santa Rosa area?
No, I don't. Oh. I gave that to my daughter and son-in-law a little over a year ago.
Oh, was it Carlene?
Carlene and, yeah. and Joel Wyrock.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had landscaped over an acre.
I know. I visited it.
You know, and it was becoming a lot to take care of. So I gave it to them, and my wife and I bought a little place in Bennett Valley.
Oh, how nice.
You know, 5 minutes from the fairgrounds. And with a nice yard, but mm-hmm. It needed some work. And I had my friend Michael Golis and his crew come over and yeah. dig out the ugly lawn and a bunch of other stupid stuff. And it looks beautiful now, but it's a lot easier for me to maintain.
Wow. Well, you did. That was really smart that you had family to gift it to. And they have the energy and youth to care for that property, that big property.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations. This is nice. Wow. Cool. I love that. The transitions that we all go through mm-hmm. in life. Well, so did you ever have raccoons on that property?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did definitely had raccoons. They'd come up on the back porch. And, you know, because we had a few, we had cats, and then there were a few feral cats around, too, that sometimes we'd feed. And then the raccoons would come in and say, wait a second, that's mine.
And the raccoons usually will be dominant, won't they?
Right. Yeah. And I have seen one pretty good size, healthy raccoon at our place in Bennett Valley.
In the yard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Climbed over the fence and was walking around. I've only seen him once, but he was looking for something.
Uh-huh. And he hasn't been back, though.
Nope, only seen him once.
Well, he didn't find what he's looking for.
Right.
Yeah. So you never bothered to trap or try to trap any raccoons or skunks or anything like that?
No, although, you know, we've certainly trapped a few skunks at the Hall of Flowers.
I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah, they would show up in behind the walls and stuff, and we get animal control to come out and rescue them.
Don't you love euphemisms? Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. Greg Duncan is in the KSRO Greenhouse with Dave Fazio and me, Steve Garner. This is Greg's 30-plus year being the head designer for the largest themed flower show on the West Coast at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds for the Sonoma County Fair. And we'll also talk about, when we come back, how you can get a sneak preview at this year's flower show.
At SoCo Private Security, protecting who you are is what we do. Your home, your business, your peace of mind. Locally owned and family run in Santa Rosa, our team brings over 50 years of experience to every patrol and every post. Whether it's a shopping center, residence, or special event, we deliver security you can count on, day or night. Since 2013, clients across the North Bay have trusted SoCo to keep their communities safe. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Join the celebration as Shutterbug Camera Shops marks 58 amazing years of serving photographers throughout the North Bay. You're invited to the 58th anniversary event on Saturday, July 18th from 10 to 6. It's a full day packed with free classes, live demonstrations, raffle prizes, a photo contest, exclusive one-day-only anniversary specials, and vendor representatives ready to answer your questions and show you the latest gear. Learn something new with classes on videography, a hands-on lighting workshop, how to photograph hot air balloons, and Polaroid emulsion transfers. Have cameras or lenses collecting dust? The experts from Cash 4 Cameras will be on site buying used camera equipment. Whether you're just getting started or you're a lifelong photographer, there's something for everyone. Thank you for 58 incredible years. Celebrate with a team at Shutterbug Camera Shops Saturday, July 18th from 10 to 6. Shutterbug Camera Shops on Santa Rosa Avenue and online at ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
When it comes to your family's comfort, trust matters. Founded on family values, Enviro Heating and Air Conditioning is family-owned and operated. In fact, five of the founder's children work in the business today, delivering the service and workmanship that's built their reputation for decades. When you need heating, air conditioning, maintenance, or a new system, count on the team that treats customers like family. Enviro Heating and Air Conditioning. Seasons change, they don't. Tell your smartphone, Enviro Heating and Air Conditioning.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
So Pam has a question for us via email, Dave. She says, hi, Steve. Hi, Dave. I have a friend in Ukiah who got absolutely no apricots on his tree this year. He always gets them. He thinks it may be less than normal rainfall this season. Can you give us a check of list of things he should consider for next year, possibly? Pam.
Well, if he thinks it's a lack of rain, then I would do some major deep soakings during the dry season till the rain season comes on. And the other thing with apricots is that they bloom early. And this being Sonoma County, we have late frosts and late rains, which could have knocked the flowers off, which may account for them not having much fruit or none at
all. Well, we got that early rain this year, as you recall. Was it March or April, late April, something? Totally unexpected. And Rachel has apricot trees.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I got four.
Mm-hmm.
So these are professionals that are growing apricots in Sonoma County. Whether you're a pro or not, the weather is going to be the dictating force of whether you get apricots.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't go out and put an umbrella over the top of it or something of that nature when it's in flower. It's, you know, so it's just kind of hit and miss. And it could have been just the spring weather, but it could be that if it was really dry, that giving it more water would help it out.
Yeah, that'd be the only thing that comes to mind is additional summer watering to be watering now.
Yeah.
And everything else, peaches, plums, nectarines, they all bloom later in the season than apricots. So here in Sonoma County.
But it was a bad plum year, too.
Oh, it was a bad plum year.
Yeah. But there were a lot of people that had little or no plums at all when they're normally harvesting boxes.
But what about peaches and nectarines?
Peaches and nectarines seem to be fine.
Okay. So, Pam, you're not alone. It's probably the unfortunate timing of the rainfall we got earlier this year. So we mentioned that there's a really cool preview party happening. Would you tell us about that, Greg?
Well, it's a tradition that the day before the fair opens, we host a preview of the show. It's when the announcements are made about who takes best of show and all of that. And then there's wine and hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And
you're usually there in costume.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be in costume, Mister, or not. That goes back a ways.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. I think when you showed up, like dressed like Wavy Gravy, at one of the events. Wasn't there like a 1960s?
We did a Summer of Love thing. Yeah,
Summer of Love. Yeah. Oh, that was one of my faves. So the date for the preview this year is when?
August the 6th. That's fair. Opens on 7th.
Okay.
And you know, tickets are available at the fair, and it all goes to benefit the fair's agricultural scholarships for kids that are graduating and going on to, you know, like Cal Poly and places like
Fresno,
that.
Fresno, places like that.
To study agriculture.
So it's August 6th from, let's see, 5 o'clock, the awards, and then 5:30 to 7:30, the doors open for the early sneak preview, the festive themed gardens. And then, and that says this year there's a special performance of the Cirque Maceo Equine Show. What's that?
Well, I don't know much about it, but there is going to be this, you know, horse circus during the fair, and they're offering a sneak preview of the show to people that, you know, buy a ticket for the flower show preview.
That sounds really cool. So you can go online and get tickets, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Go to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds website and do that. And I don't know if they're going to be available at the door or not. Do you know?
Sure. They can. You can buy them at the door now, you know, at the office or at the door the night of the event. Yes. I'm not concerned it's going to be sold out.
Okay. It's Floral Fandango, a global celebration, and the garden style. Now, I'm reading from the list here. It says Mardi Gras, Oktoberfest. You correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Burning Man. Mm-hmm. That's the one I want to see. Rio Carnival, San Francisco Pride, Dia de los Muertos, Gasparilla. Now,
that's a pirate festival.
The pirate. And what is Weifang Kite Festival?
That's the world's largest kite festival. It takes place in Weifang, China.
How come I never knew about it?
Hundreds and thousands of kites.
In Weifang, China, the largest kite festival in the world.
In the world.
Oh, wouldn't you love to see it? I love kites. Do you like kites?
Oh, yeah.
As a boy, did you have a kite and go out there? And
yeah, I remember my first kite experience. My parents took me out to Point Reyes. I had assembled my little kite with the wooden sticks and all that stuff, and I was all excited, and we pulled into the parking lot there out at Point Reyes, opened up the door, and the wind was so strong it took the kite, took it straight out of the car, and it sailed about 50 feet and smashed into a fence. So I'm right up there with Charlie Brown as far as kite success goes.
My gosh, you've had some trauma. We'll take a break while Greg recomposes himself after reliving that traumatic moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's the flower show designer of this year and many years past, 30 plus years, at this year's Sonoma County Hall of Flowers. It's really unique. That's included in your price of admission when you go to the fair. It's not an add-on, which is the high point for a lot of people that go to the fair, certainly for me. I love going to all the exhibits. Ice cream is back this year. Free ice cream, I read. From Clover, Stornetta. Did you hear about that?
I haven't.
Well, that's what I heard. So I'm certainly going to go and stand in line with the other seven-year-olds to get my ice cream cone. Dave Fazio. Dave is taking gardening questions this morning as usual. If you have a gardening question, shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Or you could always call us and talk to both Dave. And if you got a question for Greg Duncan, like, hey, Greg, why don't you do a theme show fill in the blank. You know, you're always considering other ideas, right? If people come up to you and say, how about this? Right? Always open to suggestions?
Sure.
Okay. 707-636-1350 or steve@ksro.com.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Ryan, electrical work is not a DIY project. One wrong move and boom, you're in the dark.
Exactly. That's why we tell everyone. Call the licensed pros at 707 Plumbers and Electric. We handle everything. Big jobs, small jobs, and the my lights keep flickering jobs.
If your panel's outdated or breakers keep tripping, we do inspections, repairs, and full panel upgrades. Safe and reliable.
Want more control? Smart panels, energy monitoring, alerts, remote access, basically giving your home a break.
And whole home surge protection is huge. Lighting, outages, bad wiring, we protect your appliances and electronics.
Lighting upgrades too. LEDs, smart lighting, whatever you need to brighten your home and cut energy use.
Plus EV chargers, fast, clean installs, so you're always ready to roll.
Backup power systems, detectors, attic fans, whole home fans, we do it all.
Call 707 Plumbers and Electric today or visit us online.
Trusted, local, done right the first time.
You've probably been hearing it everywhere. Rates are shifting again. You may be asking, should we wait to buy a home? The truth is, there's no perfect rate or perfect time, only the right time for you.
If the payment fits your comfort level, the home fits your life, and the move makes sense for you, then the rate is just one piece of the puzzle.
Trying to time the market perfectly is a gamble. Making a smart decision based on your goals, finances, and future, that's a strategy.
That's where we come in. We'll walk you through the process, ask the right questions, connect you with a trusted local lender, and help you find the right home.
Because buying your home should be guided by your timing, not the headline.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team at normanhometeam.com. Allison and Stephanie Norman, realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
Hot Dog Thursday is back at Pacific Coast Air Museum. Bring the family and eat lunch among our amazing aircraft collection and check out our exhibits. Hot Dog Thursday is every first Thursday of the month from April to October from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30. $10 gets you an all beef, veggie, or Polish dog, chips, and a drink. What a deal! Not able to make it? No sweat. Come visit us anytime, Thursday through Sunday between 10 and 4. Pacific Coast Air Museum at the Sonoma County Airport. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the partly cloudy and cool overnight, we can look to generally sunny skies with daytime highs in the mid to high 80s. In the evening, fairly clear skies should leave us with overnight lows in the mid to low 50s. Looking ahead, temps should reach the low 90s by as early as Monday and remain there through at least Wednesday afternoon. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Greg Duncan in the KSRO Greenhouse with me, Steve Garner, and Dave Fazio talking about this year's flower show. It's called Floral Fandango, a global celebration, which is pretty cool. Greg's been coming up with great ideas since about 1994 for innovative and just one-of-a-kind knockout displays. And you said there are there, did you say 10 professional gardens this year?
Nine.
Nine this year. And it's mostly landscapers, aren't it, that participate?
Yes.
And also previous amateurs that have joined the professional rank?
Grown up in the, we've had juniors that have turned into amateurs and amateurs that have turned into professionals.
It's just remarkable. And actually, there's been a long lineage of families, generational people that are showing, right?
Yeah, one of our professional exhibitors, Steve Regina, is, related to... Walt Regina, who's passed on, but was one of the long-standing participants.
Wow. And then probably maybe his kids are being involved, too.
Oh, yeah. His daughter's doing an amateur garden.
See, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's part of the history of Sonoma County that's so important. The prizes, are there cash prizes? Or so you get best of show and you get a plaque or something to hang up? Or?
No, there's some cash involved,
there's
too.
Good cash involved.
And, of course, when you put in a garden, you are given, you know, so much a square foot as a stipend or whatever. Sure. For having done that. Because, as you know, there's fewer nurseries here than there used to be.
Yeah.
It's harder to get good plant material. People have to go down to Half Moon Bay and places like that. And mm-hmm. It's expensive.
Who's doing the hardscape? They'll bring it, you know, building. Don't you have someone who donates the material to, like, do the hardscape, I guess, before the landscapers come in and install?
That's what we
you
do.
You do all that?
But yeah, I have a small crew, and yeah, we, you know, we put in the water features.
Oh,
and
you do
the murals and any artwork in there, and then, you know, put in all the pavers that are not pavers, but blocks that form the borders of the garden, and get the dirt in and put in the water and electrical to everything. And then we have a lot of overhead stuff that we've been hanging in there. And so that's all done. We start usually around the 1st of May and, you know, finish up here at the end of July.
When do the gardens actually go in?
They've started.
Oh.
Yeah, they started Monday.
And so they're going to be, so we got about a week out or so, something like that.
About 10, a week
12
and a half
days.
More for them to do on.
And we're keeping
that.
Our fingers crossed that we don't have 100 degrees for a few days?
Always. We've been very fortunate. The weather's been forgiving this year.
Okay.
But it's a little too early to say that's going to stay that way.
And where do you get all your soil?
Well, there's two things. We have collect and reuse the soil every year. So we have a pile there at the fair. But we got a wonderful donation this year from Soyland. You know, they provided about a third total of the soil that we use, and we got from them, and it's all nice, brand new, you know, because most of the soil we have is a little tired. And not that we're trying to really grow stuff in it. It's mostly like we're digging and putting things in there that then come out for the plant sale and all. But yeah, Soyland has been very generous to donate that.
And where are they located?
Well, they just opened a new, center. They, for years, they were Grab and Grow, and they were on Lana Road.
Oh, yeah, Grab and Grow.
Now they're on Highway 12 and I want to say Lana, but it may be one.
You mean Grab and Grow is not in their location on Lana Road anymore?
Yeah.
The original Grab and Grow?
That's still there.
But that's
now they have a big retail outlet on Highway 12. I think it's at the corner of Highway 12 and Lano, but it might be off a little bit. But they've done a big thing there. They've got all kinds of stuff available for gardeners.
Well, and is it called Soy Land or Soil Land? What are you saying?
Well, it's actually Mark Soyland is the owner.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It's name. It's his name. It's not like Soil and Land.
Okay. So it's named after the founder of this company.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was great that he gave you a donation of soil.
Yeah. It's a huge thing.
Fabulous.
And so we want, you know, people that come to the flower show to know that, you know, there's some really good soil available and they should go out and buy some.
That's fantastic. We'll take a break. Greg Duncan with us this morning, us being Steve Garner and Dave Fazio. You can reach us at 707-636-1350 if you have any gardening questions. It doesn't have to be about the Hall of Flowers Flower Show. It can be any general gardening questions. Dave Fazio is here answering your gardening questions. And we'll take a question from, let's see, Michael. An email question when we come back. Remember, the Good Food Hour, right around the corner with Emily Ash Lamb. Special guests today are Alisa Sunga. Alisa has done something that's never been done before. She is the entrepreneur that came up with the idea of cake picnics. That's right. Going from different cities around the country and organizing massive cake tastings with people bringing their cakes in, hundreds of cakes. It is an astounding concept. And she started this just a couple of years ago. She's a Bay Area person. And the first one was actually on Treasure Island a couple of years ago. Now she's been to Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, Atlanta. She just got through a cross-country tour. She came back on July 20th, and she's going to be our special guest this morning talking about her new book called Cake Picnic, Recipes for the Love of Cake and Friends, How You Can Organize Your Own Cake Picnic, and also 50 Dynamite Cake Recipes. Then the lovely chef owner Gergana Karabalov will be sitting in with Emily and me, tasting award-winning cakes from her bakery Patisserie Angelica in Sebastopol, including a couple of her best-of-show desserts from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Don't miss that.
Listen the first Tuesday of each month at 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at ksro.com.
It's Saturday, the sun's out, your favorite pool lounger's ready, but the water in your pool just doesn't look right. Before you waste your weekend guessing at chemicals, call the award-winning PCS Pool Chemical Service. PCS does the testing and maintenance so you can just enjoy your pool. No more wasted weekends, just clear, healthy water. PCS Pool Chemical Service, poolchemservice.com. Call today. New customers get 20% off their first month of pool cleaning. Poolchemservice.com.
You've worked hard to build your business. Protecting it should be just as important. Whether it's an unexpected accident, property damage, or today's growing threat of cybercrime, the right insurance can help keep your business moving forward. At George Peterson Insurance Agency, we help businesses find coverage that's right for them, from general liability to cyber liability and more. We've got your back, George Peterson Insurance Agency. Visit gpins.com. That's gpins.com.
Lock them in.
Wow, thanks. I'm totally locked in. Woohoo!
That's the sound of another happy Love Car Wash customer who's getting unlimited washes at a locked-in rate of just $34.99 a month.
I'm locked in for life.
As long as you remain an active member, your rate will never change. And that's true love, our top-tier membership. Available at Love Car Wash locations in Santa Rosa, Ronard Park, American Canyon, Ukiah, and coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg.
Right now at Love Car Wash, lock in unlimited top-tier true love washes for just $34.99 a month. Includes access to all Love locations, dedicated member lanes for less waiting, and complimentary tools. Free vacuums, premium shine, unlimited washes. Locations in Santa Rosa, Ronert Park, American Canyon, and Ukiah. Coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg. Visit LUVCarWash.com. LUVCarWash.com. Get locked in today.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part? You can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette. So when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
It's always a wonderful conversation with Greg Duncan, the Sonoma County Flower Show designer, the visionary behind the world-class flower show that we are treated to every summer here in Sonoma County. Greg's in his my 34th year being the head designer and sharing some great stories about past flower shows and the current one, which will be opening in just a couple of weeks, Floral Fandango, a global celebration. And you can see the preview on, is it August 6th? Is that the correct date?
Yes.
August 6th at the fairgrounds to see it when it's in its full glory. Hi, Steve. Hi, Dave. Here's Michael Mugalov here with a question. Here's a picture of some of my pepper plants this year. A week ago, I found one plant stripped of all the leaves. This is a Thai hot pepper. The plant immediately behind it in the picture is the same plant. They should both look like the one behind. Any idea what would clip it, clean it so completely? No footprints in the soil, no slime tracks. I'm thinking maybe a rabbit. Dave, what do you think?
From looking at the picture, I would sort of have to agree with him. Even though it is a Thai hot pepper, you would think, well, the critters are not going to like it because it's hot. But the heat is actually in the pepper, not in the leaves.
Oh.
And there is so much of it gone, and I'm assuming from the way he writes that that happened in like maybe one night or something. So it's got to be a fairly decent sized critter, because that was a pretty good sized pepper plant. And so
wouldn't it leave some footprints? He said there's no footprints.
And rabbits, if the ground was wet or something, they might have some footprints. But rabbits are pretty light on their feet, and so he wouldn't necessarily see footprints or anything. And just because the rabbit ate the pepper plant doesn't mean that there would be leftover dung or whatever from the rabbit. It could have eaten that in 5 or 10 minutes and then moved on. But he did it. Whatever did a pretty good job. And
it's all on the lower part, so it's not deer that are browsing through his property.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, if it had been deer, they probably would have nailed a few other things on their way through.
Mm-hmm.
But that looks like very probably rabbit. It's too much for birds or any of that other sort of thing that would have taken that out.
To do this basically overnight in a day or so?
Oh, yeah, maybe in an hour.
Oh. Did you ever have rabbits on your property, Greg?
No, rabbits were one that missed us.
They bypassed you.
Yeah. We had a beautiful red fox up in the tree.
At your old property?
Yeah.
And just that was where he hung out?
I think it must have had a litter kits nearby and needed a little break, so it jumped up in the tree. It's the only the red fox is the only one that can climb trees.
I didn't know that. Dave, did you know that fact?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either until I looked it up.
The red fox is the only fox that can climb trees.
Yeah.
Okay. But they didn't do any damage or harm.
No, no,
no,
no.
That's just hung out in your trees.
Got plenty of that from the possums and the raccoons.
Yeah, and usually foxes are good to have around because they take care of possums and raccoons and rats and all the other
critters.
Well,
they go after a skunk? No.
That I don't know for sure, but I would imagine they would.
Yeah?
I would think so.
Okay. So possums, raccoons, skunks too, probably on your property, the old property. But no rabbits that you know of.
No.
What about your new property? Is it all fenced?
It's all fenced.
Okay, so they're not going to be getting in.
Although it didn't stop the raccoon from climbing over the fence.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right.
But I haven't seen a possum there, and I haven't seen a fox or a rabbit or anything else.
Are you growing any peppers in your new property?
Yeah, growing padron peppers and, one jalapeno that's not sure it wants to grow.
Padron's doing well?
We eat them regularly.
A good plant, if you want a pepper, Dave, would you say the padron is pretty bulletproof?
Padrons are generally very bulletproof.
And okay.
They produce like crazy. I mean, like you can go out there every 2 days and pick another handful or two off of each plant.
Okay. More reliable than jalapenos or Thai peppers? Or?
About the same. Mm-hmm. They produce a lot of peppers, and the padrons are really good just fried in oil with a little bit of salt. Yep.
And what about the we hear about all Jimmy Nardello peppers all the time? What about those peppers?
Well, they're a longer pepper that people use for grilling,
mm-hmm.
and they've got kind of some wiggly bumps in them and stuff that look a little weird. But they're a good tasting pepper, and they produce fairly well.
Are they milder or hotter than Padrones?
Well, that's a weird question, because Padrones can go anywhere from being really sweet and mild to being
really
blowing your head off on
them. That's true.
But Jimmy Nardella is kind of usually has got a little bit of heat to it, but not bad. Most people like Jimmy Nardella.
Yeah, when we and shiso peppers, are those another?
Shiso is milder than
Padrones
are.
So the mildest is shiso. Do you have any shiso peppers?
No, Craig? just the Padrones.
Shiso, and then Padrones can go. Well, actually, I tell you, we've had shiso peppers that are hot too, occasionally. Even though they're supposed to be super mild.
They're usually mild or a little bit of heat. But
and Padrones,
you know, the thing is, the hot thing is so variable from person to person.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. What I think is hot, my son laughs at.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "This is nothing, Dad." I mean, he is, now you're not a macho guy, but he's proud of his prowess for being able to eat a lot of hot peppers.
Well, with the Padrones, I've always found that, you know, 95% of them are perfect. They might have a little tiny bit of heat, but they're just, you know, when you fry them and put a little salt, they're just perfect that way. Every once in a blue moon, you will think that you're biting into a habanero.
Yeah.
In the whole history of the flower show, did anyone ever plant Padrones or peppers as part of the landscapes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. But it might be a liability. Some kid might pick at the pepper and freak out at the fair. So maybe it's...
I vaguely remember seeing, and this was probably before Greg, that somebody had used an ornamental pepper, though, a Christmas pepper type of thing, that had peppers all over them as part of their color.
Oh.
Because you were required to use, I don't even remember, 40% or 50% color
is
in
still,
your display.
Still how,
yeah, 40%.
Good memory, Dave.
It works once in a while.
We'll take a break back after this. If you have a gardening question, 707-636-1350 for Dave Fazio. Also, Greg Duncan, the Flower Show designer's here. If you want to chat with Greg about this year's Flower Show theme, please do so. You can also email us your questions, steve@ksro.com.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein, 636-8346, or visit sonomavein.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top quality feed for your livestock. horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at larsensfeedandpetsupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
Larsen's feedandpetsupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Now, an hour has flown by with Greg Duncan. Dave, you were asking Greg to maybe describe this year's water features. Would you do that? What are we looking at?
Well, we have two major water features. In the center is a 30-foot pond with a ring of fountains all around it, and then a big giant one in the center. And then, of course, this will have plant material in there as well, a lot of ferns around the edges and stuff. And then at the far end, we have a big waterfall. And again, there'll be, and I think some Australian tree ferns in there that'll move around with the water motion and stuff.
It's always one of the high points is to see the water features.
Yeah. Have they improved the air conditioning system in there over the years? Because we used to have a real problem on the really hot days. The humidity was outrageous, and the plants didn't like that.
Well, the big thing they did is they insulated the roof a few years ago. It's got a big, thick foam layer there, and so it never gets quite as hot as it used to. And I do remember, when Jackie built a pyramid one time, and I climbed up to the very, very top of it to do some little detail that she wanted. And I think it had to be about 140 degrees up there. I just about fell down off the pyramid. But no, it's not so bad anymore. And we do have, you know, ventilating fans, and we do have the insulation, so that helps a lot.
Wow. So those are the olden days, Dave, but things have improved. Technology has made it much cooler.
Yes.
Not to worry about being in the middle of the jungle.
And the water features help too, mist a little bit.
Yeah. So the judging will actually be on August 6th, the morning of. You meet with the judges that are brought in from outside Sonoma County. So it's absolutely fair. No familiar in things. Professionals from other counties around. So
yeah, professional landscapers or people with garden show judging experience.
And then you walk the show with them, pointing out what you and your crew installed. Is that right?
And what the exhibitors do.
So they can separate that and not count for or against.
Right.
Got it? And then they judge, and then they submit the winners to the fair board, I guess, whoever is in charge.
Well, no, it's, you know, part of the exhibit department. There are a couple of people from that department that keep track of the judging numbers and all that kind of stuff.
They do all the tabulation.
And then that is, you know, announced at 5.
So you don't know.
5 o'clock that night.
You don't know who won.
No.
So you're there with all the rest of the folks on that preview night.
And I don't always agree.
Hasn't changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need, someone with a vision and opinions. And Greg has them both. Well, I know it's going to be spectacular. And we encourage our listeners to support Floral Fandango, a global celebration presented by the Sonoma County Fair. And it's been going on like almost 75 years, the flower show. It's pretty remarkable. And be the first to see it in all its glory. It's the fair opens, what is it, August?
August 7th. Yeah.
And the night before is the preview.
Preview is August 6th at 5, and then it'll run through the following Sunday, the 16th.
Fantastic. And you'll be there at the preview,
and
of course?
And then, of course, the other important thing to announce
the sale.
Is the day after the fair, we have an enormous plant sale, and it's a great opportunity to fill out your yard with some quality specimens.
At very good prices, I might add. I've been there at early in the morning. I think it's 7 or 8 a.m., isn't it?
Yeah.
on Monday morning.
Right.
Is that right? Always the same time. Okay, so make sure you're there.
Yeah, I think it's 7 on Monday morning. And I always advise people, too, if you want to really get bargains, go out to the annex and talk to the junior gardeners, because they have, you know, a lot of the same material, but, you know, it's not like a landscaper that if it doesn't sell, they can use it for their own clients.
Always great to see you, Greg Duncan. We'll see you at the fair.
Okay.
Dave Fazio, see you in a few weeks.
Yep.
Emily Ash Lamb coming up in the kitchen. That's coming up following the news. I'm Steve Carman.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
BC News. I'm Mike Dabosky. Republican Susan Collins has a new challenger in this fall's Senate midterm. Troy Jackson, officially accepting Maine Democrats' nomination today, taking over from the embattled former candidate Graham Plattner. Jackson's a former state lawmaker and fifth-generation logger.